Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Today is Tuesday, January 26, 2021. Hope all is well. Hope you're having a good start of your week. You know, today being Tuesday, you know, we're not really deep into the week yet, but hopefully your Tuesday is going well. So mine is. Just in case you wanted to know. So I'm going to say what I always say, but it's show number 92 and it's hashtag hospitality unplugged because we talk about whatever we want to talk about in the hospitality space. But just remember, just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Just because you can say something doesn't mean you should say it. But we kind of push the envelope because I'm all about connecting people and collaboration. I don't know what that has to do with, you know, pushing the envelope every now and then, but we connect people, we collaborate, we have fun doing it, or at least I have fun doing the show. So, and I do appreciate you taking the time and, you know, taking this an hour or so out of your busy time, busy schedule, and listen to what the heck Russell of Hotels is talking about. So hopefully I keep you guys entertained, but this is a live show. Just want to let you know, it's currently 104 PST, right? So that's I always keep forgetting to tell people that that's where I am. I'm in LA, right? And it's beautiful weather today, just in case you wanted to know. I'm getting tired of it, right? I mean, it rained over the weekend, you know, so we got some different type of weather, but you know, I'm tired of perfect weather all the time. You know, I want some snow. I want some consistently cold weather. You know, I want all that stuff, right? I want what the East Coast is experiencing. Okay. You know, you just can't live on perfect weather alone, right? Boy, so, but hey, I know some people out there like, is this guy crazy? What the heck? Well, I would do to be in California right now. No, you would. Anyway, but anyway, so yeah, I do look like a little different weather every now and then. It is, you know, it's clear today. It is kind of cool, but I'm not sure what the temperature is, but I would say it's probably in the low 60s, I would say. And more rain is supposed to be on its way from what they say. Anyway. Hospitality Unplugged is that I can talk about anything, right? Because it's my show, right? So, so anyway, like I said, it is show number 92. Thank you so much. Industry news. You know, today is National Plan for Your Vacation Day. You know, they got a day for everything. I don't know if you guys subscribe to that on the internet. You can subscribe to it. And then every day something would pop up, right? You know, today is, you know, bean day, you know, black beans day, you know, something. I mean, something crazy. I mean, just come up with any kind of thing. But today is National Talk Radio Day, you know. But anyway, but today is National Plan for Your Vacation Day. So if you haven't planned for your vacation, well, today is the day that you need to start doing that, right? Or at least start thinking about it. What would you do? Where would you go? You know, despite what's going on, where are you going to go? Are you planning a vacation this year? You're going to stay close to home? Maybe a vacation? not too far away from, you know, where you live. I mean, you know, it's still a vacation, right? If you're getting away from work, you're getting away from your normal mundane, whatever, home or whatever, or, you know, your spouse or your kids or whatever, you know, that's a vacation to me. You know, if I went to Blythe for a weekend by myself, that's a vacation. So does it matter the destination? It just matters, you know, peace of mind. You know, you're going to get some peace of mind. You go somewhere else. So that it doesn't matter if it's Blythe or Tahiti, right? Peace of mind is peace of mind. So anyway, other industry news, MPI Southern California chapter, they're having a state of the industry. I mentioned this last week, but it's actually on Thursday, January 28th. So if you haven't signed up for it yet, you need to sign up for it. Let's check out and see what's going on. The state of, you know, state of the industry. Did I say state of emergency? No, state of the industry, meaning the hospitality industry. That's going to be on. It's going to be Zoomed. So you can sign up, go to MPISCC.org. I think that's what it is. Or just Google MPISCC, which stands for Southern California Chapter. Okay. It's going to be Thursday the 28th from 10:30 to noon, 10:30 to 12 PST, okay? The Standard Hotel. Who knows about the Standard Hotel? You know, the Standard, they set the standard for boutique hotels back in the day. Did you know they're closing? I think the Hollywood one, it was the first one, right? I mean, that was, you know, back in the day when, you know, when all the stars would hang out at these certain posh West Hollywood hotels, you know, like the when, you know, Paris Hilton and all them, you know, they would hang out at these places, the A-listers or whatever. Well, it's closing indefinitely. The Standard Hotel is on Sunset, right? It's closing indefinitely. I don't know if that, I've heard permanently. I even heard it's going to affect the one downtown, that they're going to close as well. I don't know, but I did get, I mean, it's in the news that it says the Standard Hotel Hollywood is closing indefinitely. But I've heard things like it's already for sale. Someone's going to buy it. I don't know. I don't know anything about that, but it's, I'm not sure if it's closed yet, but it will be closing soon. So that's sad news for, I mean, another blow to the, you know, hospitality industry here in LA, because that was, you know, one of the first, if not the first known boutique hotel, in West Hollywood. So there you go. Standard Hotel will be no more. That's unfortunate. Bill Gates said business travel will die in 2021. Did you guys read that? Well, if you didn't read it, go to my website, because I actually put this on my blog, because I'm not going to go into it, you know, all the details of it right now. But I mean, it, you know, it said business travel. Will it die in 2021? I thought I was already dead, right? No. I mean, based on COVID from last year, you know, no one's traveling, that kind of thing. But we're trying to resurrect it, right? But see the article on my blog, as by our author, Steve Black, with Topia. I think it's his publication. But I got this information from Focus Wire. So go russellofhotels.com and then go to the blog section, click on that, and we'll be right there. It's the first one. Okay, so check that out. Check out what Bill Gates said about business travel dying in 2021. Okay, so that is it's an interesting read. So make sure you check that out. What would prevent you from traveling in 2021? I don't know. I don't know. Do you need a vaccine? I mean, I think that would get people to travel if they, if everybody was able to get it. But, you know, remember, we had to wait in line. We can't jump the line and say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing. I'm going to make up a story to get the shot, get the vaccine. I guess you got to wait in line, right? So, some people have opportunities if you're a first responder or a essential worker, so to speak. Those people can get the vaccines now. So, but people like, I guess myself, I guess we got to wait our turn. But I'm not going to travel until I get one. Okay, and I'm going to be. I know I said it first. I'm going to wait for the first round to go. But guess what? I change. Okay, I'm gonna go and get it. And when I get it, I'm gonna make sure I show it and do a video about it. Okay, because I want to make sure people understand that we need to, in order to get past where we are now, we need to get people vaccinated. I know there's, you know, some history shows us that, you know, certain groups of people we were experimenting on. Okay, check your history, and I understand that, but. I think, well, everyone's, the difference now, this is just me saying this, the difference now is that everybody's getting the vaccination. The difference back in the day, we were only getting the vaccination. So it was more of a test to see what was going to happen, right? But let's just, first off, check your history. And I understand that because I check mine. But I think it's important that, you know, people like myself show that, that we're not afraid to do it. We're not afraid to take the shot and trying to move on, right? Move forward. Because I want to get back to traveling. I'm tired of being here. I want to get back to Vancouver. Okay, that's where I want to be. But anyway, so I'll make sure, like I said, it's going to be documented. When I do it, it's going to be well documented. So stay tuned for that. But the question would be, what would prevent you from traveling in 2021? Who's hiring? Holiday Inn Anaheim, looking for a GM. Got that off of Indeed.com. So go to Indeed.com if you're a GM, you have GM experience, and you're interested in working at the Holiday Inn in Anaheim. You know, when I wrote that down, I was thinking Hollywood, the Holiday Inn in Anaheim. I remember as a kid, we always stayed at the Holiday Inn in Anaheim. When we went to Disneyland, we always stayed there. And I never knew, understood why we always stayed at the Holiday Inn. I don't know. Did they do better at advertising? Is that the only one my parents knew? I don't know. I never even asked that question. I'm going to have to ask my mom, like, why do we stay at the, I mean, I have my feelings of why we did, but I want to hear from them. And then maybe that way I can share. Why did you choose the Holiday Inn to stay in? You know, why that brand? There's other brands there. I mean, of course, back in those days, there's only few brands. I think maybe Holiday Inn, I don't even remember what else was there. I don't know if Motel 6 was around. Was Marriott big? Marriott wasn't big then, but maybe there was a Marriott there. But, you know, the companies then, they weren't like they are now. So I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. In fact, my mom's probably listening. So be ready for that question, Mom, because I'm going to ask you. Who else is hiring? West Coast DOS Group Market, Four Seasons LA. They're looking for a West Coast director of sales for the group market. So if you're interested, I think that's on Indeed.com as well. Chief marketing officer with Visit SloCal. SLO stands for San Luis Obispo, which is kind of central California. I guess it's between, say, Santa Barbara and what is it called? Monterey, between L.A. and you pass Santa Barbara, and then you get to San Luis Obispo, I don't know, another hour and a half or something like that. So I say between L.A. and Monterey, that's what I would say. But they're looking for a chief marketing officer. And I found that on searchwideglobal.com. That's where a lot of, you know, people that are looking for a CVB, a tourism position, jobs, they post a lot of those on searchwideglobal.com. So just in case you're interested in that, you probably won't find those jobs on Indeed or H Careers. Even H Careers is kind of, Indeed has more positions on hotel positions than H Careers these days. I don't know what's going on with H Careers, but you know, you're called H Careers for a reason, right? Hospitality careers, hotel careers. Okay. Why are you losing out to Indeed? I don't know. But I mean, that's not my business, but that's just an observation. Not a criticism, but an observation. That's what a GM always used to say to me. He said, well, this is not a criticism. And you know he's about to criticize somebody. It's just an observation. He would say that all the time. Okay, so I don't know why I'm using his phrases now, but it just came to mind. What is your SSI number? You know, I tried to redo this today, but it kept thinking and, you know, kept, you know, circling like the circle of death. You know, it kept going. So I never got my updated score. So I don't know what's going on with that. But as it stands now, I mean, still at 70 out of 100. So hopefully my score has not changed. And basically what that is, it's SSI stands for Social Selling Index, measures your impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn and how effective your professional brand is. That's what it's all about. With me, it's about your brand is how, you know, where do you stand? It's based on four categories. Establishing your professional brand is one. Find the right people, meaning you're connecting with the right people. Engage with insights. And then building relationships, right? Which, of course, I get an A on that. I get an A-plus on that. But the other ones, I'm kind of lagging on. I'm not going to go into detail with that today. But, you know, I've been doing it for the last several weeks. In fact, last week, no one mentioned anything about SSI numbers. So that's why I'm only going to spend a little bit of time on that. So, but when people mention it, then I have to mention it on the show, right? I have to talk about it in great detail, which I like beating subjects up, just in case you didn't know. Is your hotel open? I ask this every week. Is your hotel open or did you go back to work? Unfortunately, like I just mentioned before, Standard Hotel closed, but there's hotels that are opening. There are people going back to work. You know, if that is the case, create some FOMO. Let people know that you went back to work. FOMO stands for, and I do hashtag FOMO. FOMO stands for fear of missing out, which means people are saying that, oh, Russell is in Vancouver, British Columbia. You know, maybe that will entice someone to say, you know what? I've never been to Vancouver, or I've been there and I want to go back. You know, they got a great food scene, which they do. And they have a great vegan scene, just in case you did not know. So that will entice people to, you know, maybe start traveling. In California, we got the ban lifted, so we're able to go back to restaurants. Some cities, I'm not going to say all the entire state, but I see that, who was that I saw today? Long Beach, which is in Southern California for people outside of SoCal, it's about 20 minutes from downtown LA, that they lifted it, so you can dine in. I think you can dine in, but I think it's opening, and barber shops and nail salons and, you know, all that kind of stuff that if you're into that, you know, getting your nails done and your hair did and all that stuff. So that stuff is back open. It was open in some cities. So check your city for your guidelines, your COVID protocol. But I know Long Beach has reopened, and Long Beach has a good food scene too. They have several vegan restaurants there that that I just love to go to. So maybe this will open the door, because I haven't been to, God, it's been almost a year now, right? We're going, this is January, almost February. This started March. And we're almost a year into this whole COVID thing. I haven't eaten in Long Beach since then. Ooh, I got to go back. But anyway, so where was I? Use social media consistently to get your message out. Whatever your product or service is, stay relevant, and it should be a huge part of your marketing strategy. You know, I'm big on strategy. I'm big on marketing, big on branding. I mean, that's what this show is all about, is trying to, not just all about that. I mean, it's about, you know, supporting the hospitality industry. That's where I'm from. That's where I'm about. That's where I spend the majority of my time in over the last 30 years. So I'm serious about it. And, you know, if I can help out any way I can, that's why I have the show, right? It's a show to talk about things hospitality. Not just about me, but it's about, you know, when I do interview people, it's about them. The interview is not about me. It's about them getting their message out, you know, what they're doing, how they got started here. Because guess what? The hospitality industry will be back, right? And there's other people that want to come on board. Because guess what? As this whole COVID thing has happened, a lot of the old heads, you know, the people that have been around in the industry for a long time, they're phasing out, meaning they've gone to other industries and they may not, right? So there's going to be a whole new wave of new people coming in. There's already starting that, you know, you get to see, you know, when you get old, you know, when you've been around a long time, you see the people come and go, right? You know, whatever happened to so-and-so? Oh, so-and-so moved on to someone else, or so-and-so, he's no longer with us, or whatever the case is, but there's new blood coming in. And that's just basically what's going to happen. Some people are going to transition out. New people are going to transition in. So, but yeah, but you always want to make sure, getting back to the FOMO part, you want to create some FOMO, fear of missing out. And guess what? I got something in the email the other day, and I'm going to read this, right? I see, this is the thing. When you get stuff, when Russell of Hotels receives things and he thinks it's viable or something that's important, especially if it's something I'm talking about, like branding or your message out, creating FOMO, or just getting just information, just period, about your destination. Well, I got something the other day, and I'm not the only one that received this, okay? But because I remember it, I'm going to talk about it. So Susie K with Visit Santa Barbara, which is a DMO or a CVB, Convention Visitors Bureau, DMO stands for Destination Marketing Organization, however you want to put it. That's an interchangeable term. She created some FOMO, right? So she emailed this out. Like I said, this went to other meeting planners or hotel site selection people, which that's part of what I do as well. And it just says, it's just a quick little letter. Okay, it says, Dear Russell, Happy New Year. I hope you are looking forward to a fresh start in 2021. I know I am. As we turn the corner in this pandemic, keep Santa Barbara in mind for group meetings. I am happy to report that I am booking my first group this year in late spring. It's a group of healthcare workers that desperately need a respite from all they have been through these past months. Boom. Here are a couple of things for Santa Barbara. Now, so what she did was she addressed basically Happy New Year. Hope you have a fresh start. Okay. So we're all going through this thing together, right? Right. So that just, okay, wow. Okay, great. Thank you, Susie. And then basically, you know, pandemic, Santa Barbara threw that in there. Okay, Santa Barbara's a great destination for people that don't know. Santa Barbara is, people in LA go to Santa Barbara. Okay, so there you go. It's a beach community as well. Not as big as LA. Very nice. Not great food scene as well. And then it says she booked her first group, which is a group of healthcare workers that needed a respite. Okay. That, you know, that says a lot right there. So healthcare workers needing a respite, they're going to Santa Barbara. Okay. At least this group is. I don't know how big the group is. That's not important. But what's important is she highlighted that. And then what she did was she highlighted some things that are new that are going on in Santa Barbara. Southwest Airlines announced an intent to begin year-round service to Santa Barbara, SBA. That's the code for the airport. So just check that out. So starting second quarter 2021. So we know that. Okay, a new hotel's opening up. The Pally House, Santa Barbara, spring 2021. So in the next quarter, it's going to be opening up. We'll welcome the arrival of the Pally House, Santa Barbara, a 24-room hideaway with a design aesthetic of vintage preppy meets the American Riviera. Okay, tucked in the heart of the historical downtown Presidio neighborhood. Complimentary Linus bicycles, a pool with cabanas, Peloton bikes, and a Pawly Society pet program. Paw, you know, as in the dog's paw or whatever. Hey, play on words. Pet program are among its amenities. So it's pet friendly. So the Pawly House, Santa Barbara is pet friendly. Bring your dog. And then another hotel is opening up, the Marmonte Hotel, part of the Unbound Collection, which is part of Hyatt. This lifestyle boutique hotel has reimagined its 200 guest rooms inspired by the 1930s Vista Marmonte. So I guess that hotel, it was the Marmonte before, but I guess it's been transitioned into the Marmonte Hotel, I guess. It was the Vista Marmonte. Now it's just the Marmonte. The hotel's fall 2020 transformation resulted in elegant modern design with a muted earthy color palette and natural textures, new eateries, and creative guest programming. So there's two hotels that are opening up in Santa Barbara that we just got this information from this letter. That's what I'm talking about. That's creating some FOMO, right? That's not just getting out information, but now I have a desire to go where? To Santa Barbara, because no one else sent me this. I didn't get this from anyone else. So that's what I'm talking about. And I'm not saying other CVBs or hotels are not sending this stuff out, but it has to be consistent. That was the first letter. She sent another one out within probably 3 days of this one, just kind of reiterating that and just another hello and some other things that they're doing. So that's what it's all about. And she also mentioned there's a new restaurant opening in 2021 called La Paloma Cafe. And then she just signed off. Here's to 2021, Susie. That was it. So thank you so much, Susie K. Visit Santa Barbara.
for sending that out. Because like I said, this it's all about creating some FOMO. So if you're not doing that, and this is this extensive? No, this is something that anyone can do. I mean, it takes all of a couple minutes to do. Send this out, you know, it's marketing. It's part of marketing. It's putting your brand out. Obviously, it's an email blast, if you will. Went out to all meeting planners probably and hotel site selection people like myself. But like I said, have I received a lot of those? No, I have not received a lot of those that really, you know, I remember that, right? So when, in fact, as soon as I got that, I wrote it in my notes. Because normally what I do, you know, before, after the last show, I'll start looking at things, content for the next show, the following show. So I saw that right away and I said, oh, I got to put this in there because that's important. That's what I've been talking about. Create some FOMO. Give out information about what's going on in your destination. Even if you're not doing anything new, just put out, hey, this hotel's welcoming guests, or what's the status of that hotel? And that's one thing. In fact, someone had mentioned, I think it was Michelle Carlin. Hello, Michelle Carlin. She had mentioned, you know, it'd be interesting to know which hotels, and this is unfortunate, which hotels are not open anymore. Well, it's the job of the CVB to let their meeting planners or their leisure guests or whoever know which hotels are still open. And then they all may be open, but guess what? We don't know that. I don't know which hotels have closed in Santa Barbara. I just know there's two new hotels that are going up. I don't know about Long Beach. I don't know about downtown LA. I don't know about what's going on in DC. I don't know. We don't know that unless CVBs, because CVBs have a huge role now. Because if hotels are closed down, guess where people need to go as a reference? They need to go to your local CVB, DMO, HYZ, 123, whatever it is. They need to go to that tourism office and find out exactly what are my options. If just I'm not a group. I'm a leisure person, okay? So I'm a leisure traveler. What are my options for hotels in XYZ city? I need to know that. So if CVBs have not taken, I mean, and I'm sure they have, but I have to say this because some of them haven't. They haven't taken that role as in, okay, this is us. We're up here now. We're on top of that food chain because the hotels are closed or they're renovating or whatever the situation is. We need to, the CVBs need to have more of a voice. And this is the time for them to step up and take ownership of it. So if you're not taking ownership of it, CVBs, DMOs, XYZs, 123, tourism boards, and I'm just throwing in the 123s and all that stuff because I'm trying to be funny, okay? But you understand what I'm saying. So make sure, I know I kind of beat that one up, right? Boom, boom, boom. But that's what I'm about. I'm going to beat it up, right? Because it's all about, you know, what is it? It has something to do with the status quo. What is it called? What is it? Someone out there help me. Someone out there help me. Disruptor of the status quo. That's what it's all about. And that's what I do. So if that's going to disrupt something and make somebody say, you know what? He's right. We need to do more of that. And it's all about consistency. It's not a one-time thing. Like Susie didn't send this just one time, right? She sent another one and she'll continue to send things. That's what it's all about. That's how you're going to get people motivated to start traveling and traveling to your specific destination. Okay. Because at the end of the day, we want people to travel, but where do we want them to travel to? We want them to travel to our destination, not the so-and-so's over in that other city. You know, we want them to travel to our destination. So make sure that we are creating FOMO or creating just opportunities and information. We got to do it. So I think I beat that one up pretty good. non-meat eats. Now, this is something I was just thinking about. Excuse me one second. I have to have a sip of water. I'm talking, right? It's already 1:30 and I'm on fire. I had to cool myself down because I'm on fire over here. I don't know about you, but, and I'm not done yet. I still got 30 more minutes. And Ronan told me, he said, there's not a show after this one, so I can go over if I have to. Just joking. Anyway, non-meat eats. Hey, did you ever wonder, Girl Scout cookies, because, you know, this is, it's getting close to Girl Scout cookie season, right? I love Girl Scout cookies, right? But I got an issue. Do they have the Girl Scout cookies? Are they vegan? So I had to do a little research, right? Because I know other people want to know this too, right? I mean, I make my own vegan cookies, but I like to support. There's a young lady that is in the Girl Scouts, one of our neighbors. And for the last probably 3, 4, or 5 years, she's been selling Girl Scout cookies. So last year or 2 years ago, I said, hey, do you have any vegan ones? Because before I used to get the, I think they're Do-Si-Dos or whatever. Those are my favorite ones. I could eat those. I could eat like 2 sleeves in about 10 minutes with some milk, with some almond milk. I thought you knew. But anyway, so I did some research just for you, right? So which Girl Scout cookies are vegan? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Peanut butter patties, Thin Mints, Thanks a Lots. I don't even know what the heck that is. I've never had a Thank a Lot, but Thank a Lot, Thanks a Lots. Those are vegan. Lemonades. I don't think I ever had the lemonades. Those are vegan. And s'mores. Those are all vegan cookies for with Girl Scouts. So ask for those if you don't, you know, if you don't want all the eggs and the, you know, the fat that you would get from those cookies. I mean, it's a treat, right? So I wouldn't blame you if you did. I wouldn't blame you anyway. But I'm speaking for me and people that are plant-based and things like that. So Girl Scout cookies, you don't have to compromise yourself. You can still eat them, but just limit it to the peanut butter patties, Thin Mints, Thanks a Lots, lemonades, and s'mores. Those are vegan. Did my research, and I brought it to you. And you heard it first right here on air with Russell of Hotels, who's in show number 92, just so you remember that. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? You getting your swerve on? Because I'm getting my swerve on. Okay, what does that mean? Because some people just join in for the first time, like, what is this guy talking about? Swerving. That's, we use swerve instead of the P word, which is the word that's been overused. That's pivot. Okay, we don't use pivot on this show. And I'm only saying it because there's one person that's going to say, well, what is swerving? What is he talking about? So swerving is the new P word. Okay. So are you swerving instead of the P word? Okay. So what are you doing? The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Okay. Remember that. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels or Russell Edmond? One of the, you know, I'm the same person, right? But, I'm Russell Edmond until I get on this show, then I'm Russell of Hotels, right? So I put on a suit, a jacket. Not a suit, but I put on a jacket and a shirt, and then now I'm Russell of Hotels. I'm like the superhero. I'm like the... Now I'm getting crazy. Okay, so contact information, russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. IG, I'm at Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, I have two of those. I have Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. So there's two pages. I have a company page, which is the Russell of Hotels, and the red page is Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two of those, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. YouTube, I have a YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe. I'm up to 10 people. I can do a lot with 10 people, right? Well, it's better than 9, right? Anyway, you just gotta be thankful for what you get, because, you know, I had 9 before, now I got 10, right? I was talking to someone this morning, and I don't remember what we were talking about. Sonny Butler. Okay. You know Sonny Butler? Sonny Butler is with, what is she with? The Delta Hotel in Anaheim. Okay. So we're talking about something. And I just say, you know, just be thankful for what we have, right? You know what I mean? Because we woke up, right? So that's, some people didn't wake up, right? So we got to look at the littlest things, because we're in this state of whatever. You know, depression, whatever. We get depressed over things, you know, things that are out of our control. But just be thankful, you know, YouTube. Yeah, I only have 10 subscribers, but, you know, it's better than having 9, right? So you got to get positive in every little thing that you do. I'm thankful that I still can do this show, right? So I'm glad for that. So, Sonny, let's, you know, both of us, we got to roll with the punches, right? So, but thank you for the phone call this morning. I do appreciate that. It's always wonderful catching up with you and all that kind of stuff. So show is on. Did you know this is a live show, right? And after the show, it becomes a podcast, right? So we're on anywhere you can find your favorite podcast. You know, those platforms, we're on there as well, meaning On Air with Russell of Hotels is on there. So just check that out if you're interested. Because after the show's over, then I start putting it on I'll post it on LinkedIn. I post it on Twitter. I post it on IG. I put it on my website, which is russellofhotels.com. So if you missed this show or you caught it, you know, late, you can go to my website or go to my YouTube channel, and that's going to be uploaded as soon as this show's, well, not as soon as the show's over, but within a couple hours of the show being over. Because, you know, I got other stuff to do too, right? I don't just sit here waiting, you know. But anyway, what is the Russell of Hotels group? Branding. As you can see, I talk about branding all day, every day. Digital marketing. You know, you look at a lot of these pages that I just mentioned to you before, the social media platforms that I'm on, you can see my work for the most part. You know, the videos that I do, the being a market disruptor. That's what people need. They need someone to disrupt their current state, this current status, the status quo, right? Because some people just used to doing the same old thing. We've been doing that marketing for the same thing. We always put stuff in the local paper. Like, who's reading it? Well, I don't know. Oh boy. So you can't do the same things you were doing before. I'm just going to say that. And you don't have to necessarily, that doesn't mean you have to advertise with me or do anything with me, but I'm saying it, you got to do something different. You got to mix things up. Me having a talk show, radio show, live Zoom, Facebook Live show is because I want to shake things up. It's because I want to be a marketing disruptor. And that's what I'm doing. Okay. So what would change your brand? What would help your brand out? Come on the show. You can come on the show and talk about, you know, like you said, how you got to where you are. Where'd you start? What are you doing now? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, promote your personal rep, promote your professional brand. That's what it's all about. So I was talking to Sunny about that again earlier today. There's another conversation we had. She said, who do you have on the show? And I said, I don't have anyone on the show today. In fact, I really haven't reached out to anyone to see if they want to be on the show because I get so excited just to talk myself. And she goes, oh, yeah, you definitely do a lot of talking. I'm like, oh, okay, you're trying to be funny? Okay, you're a comedian now? You know, that's, you miss your calling. But to me, it's just a way to give back, you know, talking about hospitality, keeping it first and you know, up front, at the forefront, because like I said, we need that to get jump started. And as long as I can continue to do it, I will. So, okay. So what does Russell do? Russell of Hotels Group, what do? Branding, digital marketing, social media, build your presence through videos, posting, et cetera. Keep your brand relevant. I'm a radio show host, interview today's hospitality professionals, and a disruptor of the status quo. That's what it's all about. Collaboration and connecting of people. That's what we do. That's what I do. I always ask these four questions. How's your professional brand, your professional or personal brand staying relevant? That's one. Number two, knowing what you know now. Oh, my goodness. Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you're doing differently or that you would do differently? Have you connected with anyone new lately? Have you reached out and touched somebody? What has this situation taught you? So those are questions for you to answer and just think about it. Like, let me think about those. Hotels, are you selling differently? Hotels or tourism boards or restaurants, are you selling differently? Or entertainment, you know, a lot of the entertainment hasn't come back, like movies and venues and all that kind of stuff. But what are you going to do to get people to start, you know, to come when that order is lifted, where we can get more than 100 people in a venue? What are you doing differently to get those people in there? What precautions have you taken? What protocols have you taken? Because guess what? People want to know. So if I'm going to the new SoFi Stadium, what have they done to make it comfortable for me and the other however many people they're going to allow in there? What are they doing? I mean, those are things you need to know because you don't want to go there with nothing and come back with something. Okay, so that's what it comes down to. So movie theaters, when they come back online, what are they doing? So those are things that are important, and we need to make sure we haven't thought about them. We need to think about them. Are we waiting for things to happen, or do we make things happen? Do we wait for the phone to ring or do we make the phone ring? Are we proactive or are we reactive? Are you a reactive salesperson or a proactive salesperson? I remember people asking me, what do you do, proactive sales or reactive sales? Are you answering the phone? You're an order taker? That's basically what that is, order taker, right? So which one are you? Which one should you be? Which one do you aspire to be? Let's see. Harry gave her a shout out. Today's topic, just real quick, top 10 trends that have reshaped and are still reshaping the industry despite COVID-19. You know, I just picked a couple of things. I'm not going to go through all of them. I mean, there's 10 trends, but it's like they have them in phases here, like now and in the future and all that. I'm just going to pick out a couple, right? So the first one I'm going to talk about, staycations. That's something that was started last year that, you know, probably 2 or 3 years ago, people started talking about staycations, right? Meaning you're staying close to home. Well, that's still a trend, right? So when now, like I said, the stay at home order has lifted here in LA, now you can go back to hotels leisurely, because before it was just for essential travel only. Not that they even ask questions when you check in. And who's going to say, what are they going to say? I mean, the hotel front desk people are not police. They're not going to police it. They're not going to ask questions. If you just answered, are you here on work? Yes. They're not going to say, well, who are you working for? I need documentation. It has not gotten to that point yet. Okay. So bottom line, when you go to a hotel, make sure they have the protocols in place. And look at my website again on their blogs, because I did put something in there that hotels, these are things, I think it was like 12 things that hotels should have in place before you get there. If they're not, don't have them in place, you need to ask them. Okay. So think about that. So number one, I said was staycations. How did I put that? Yeah. Staycations. You know what it is. Number two was digitalized guest experiences and contactless technology. I'm going to take the contactless technology. You know, that's not going to the front desk. That's checking in on your phone. That's having the lock, unlocking mechanism or app on your phone, where if you're, you know, most brands, I think, have that now, where you just use your iPhone or whatever device you have, and you can unlock your door. You don't have to go to the front desk. So you're checking in online, you're going and you're unlocking your door, you're doing things like that. But what about, and I remember this from a previous show that we had done. I had Nathan Kaufman and Justin Honeysuckle on my show, and they were with a company. They represent a company called Tended Bar. Okay, so it was basically a bartenderless bar. Okay, so have we thought about those things? Because people are not going to want to be hanging out at the bar with, you know, with one person trying to serve all these people. So what about putting a bar somewhere else that's basically contactless? It may, you know, put in a code. You're getting given a code at the front desk or somewhere. They give you like a bracelet with a little code in it. You just go in and boop, and then put in what you want. And then within 30 seconds, you have a drink. You have a beer. You have a glass of wine. I think it can do up to, I don't know, I remember 30 something combinations of drinks, right? Like well drinks and things like that. Maybe even a little more elaborate than just your basic well drinks. But those are things that we need to look at. If we're not looking at those things, especially for big entertainment venues like convention centers, of course. I'd said SoFi Stadium, which, you know, is the Rams and Chargers Stadium. So any concert venues, anything like that. It's not necessarily going to take jobs away from people, because someone still has to stock it and clean it. And although it does say it cleans itself, but someone's going to have to come and wipe that thing down, you know, or check it to make sure it still has supplies in there. Although I think I've heard they can go 2 weeks without you even resupplying it. I mean, so things like that, we need to be looking at contactless technology. And that's one thing I always say that our industry is always lacking. We're the last one to do things, okay? Someone else has to come up with it. So I just hope that technology companies don't start buying hotels, because it's going to be a whole new world if they did. So just think about, if a technology company, if we're not doing it, and a technology company says, hey, well, what? Maybe we should just do a prototype hotel, which is all technology driven. Guess what? That's going to come. That's going to happen. If we don't figure it out, trying to make things easier for guests, especially in the midst of this COVID thing. This whole pandemic is about people getting too close together. So why not use something that's contactless and is technology driven? So I'm saying, I'm done with that one, okay? But Tended Bar, go to tendedbar.com and check it out, and then you can see what I mean. Just in case you didn't see the show, because the show was, last summer maybe, I did this show with Nathan and Justin, but it's still relevant. It's more relevant now than it has ever been, and it will be relevant in the future. So make sure you do that. And it's all, like I said, it's all about disrupting the status quo. And that's disrupting the status quo. If anything else, if you didn't hear anything else or anything else didn't resonate, that should resonate. And people that work in facilities or hotels or entertainment venues, movies and all that stuff, they need to check that out. You need to start screaming about it. Like, hey, I've heard this company, Tended Bar, and boy, I'm giving them so much publicity here. I didn't get paid for that. I just, it's just something I thought about, and I think it's something we need to think about. Personalization is another. Today's guests have grown to expect to be recognized and treated as individuals. Establishments are going the extra mile to personally greet their guests, while tools such as MailChimp and Zoho have made personalized emails marketing accessible to the masses, ensuring high target audience specific communications far beyond simply adding the customer's name to the mail greeting. Data provides insight into past buying habits, enabling hotels to tailor their offers and promotions and automatically provide similar services to previous stays. That's where it's going to. This has been probably 5 years in the making, personalized service, where people know exactly what you want. And people are not afraid to pay for the services. So that's the thing. And I had mentioned this before. I've mentioned it many times, where hotels, we get all this data, people checking in, where they live, where they work, what floors they want to stay on. Do they like king versus a double room? They're traveling alone. They like to be away from the elevator. Those are things we get a lot of information, but guess what? There's other information that you can get that basically tracks where people go. I had someone on the show that did that as well, right? Based on their device, based on all the apps that you download, there are certain things that are in those apps that allow them to see exactly who you are and where you go. So that same information, hotels or any other companies that are interested in personal information can get that, and they can start utilizing that via marketing, different marketing tools. How do I target this specific group? Not just Russell, but people like Russell, whatever my demographics are, or, do I work? Am I married? Am I single? Do I drink wine? Do I drink beer? I mean, people would know. So if I checked into a hotel, oh, Mr. Edmund, you check in, blah, blah, blah. And they say, hey, we went ahead and sent up a six pack Red Stripe beer, Jamaican beer. Well, guess what? That's the tip that I'm on now. All right. That's why I'm drinking Jamaican Red Stripe beer. That's what I've been drinking for the last several months. I don't know why, but that's what I'm on. That's what I like. But I do craft beers and all that kind of stuff also. So what if you checked in the hotel and they gave you exactly what you want? Now, they charge you for it, okay? So we went ahead and put that in your room for you. The charge would be blah, 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 blah. Well, am I going to object to that? If I know that when I just checked in, there's going to be, six cold Red Stripe beers on ice when I get up there. Are you kidding me? That's just more money for the hotel. Just think about how much more revenue you can make if you did those things, right? Or you talk about your restaurant when restaurants open, and that I'm a vegan. Hey, our chef prepares something, special for vegan, people with vegan palates or whatever, vegan diets or however you want to. What if that happened? You went to a hotel and someone knew exactly who you were and what you liked. Would you not want to go back to that hotel? Would you not tell everybody about it? I would, because it's all about the experience, right? So personalization, personalizing your experience, those are things that should be happening moving forward. Hopefully hotels have a lot of time to think about this stuff, right? And I always say you cannot go back to where you were before, because people are going to ask for different things. People are going to want different things. And this thing is going to sum it up right here. It says Generation X and Y. These generations have different requirements and needs compared to older generations, like my generation. A respondent said, and this is a survey that all these things came from. Older generations think about hotels and rental cars. Younger generations think about Airbnb and Uber. If that didn't hit that on the head, I'm like, you're absolutely right. Because, when I fly into a location, I'm, you know, for the most part, depending on who's paying for it, right? If I don't have an airport shuttle, they still have airport shuttles. Are you thinking about renting a car? It depends on what your business is in that particular destination. But young people don't even think about renting a car, and they can care less about hotels. They're doing, I'm going to do the Airbnb thing. I'm going to do the shared thing. You know what I mean? I don't like Airbnb. Okay. And I'll do Uber or Lyft if I have to. But if I'm in a situation where I need my car more than I need Uber, you know, because guess what? It's more cost effective if we drove, you know, ourselves, right? But for the younger generation, they can care less about renting a car. No, I have to text and I have to do all this stuff. And I'm kind of like that too. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I'm not, because, you know, for what I do, yeah, I have to be up on technology. I have to be up on what they think, because that's the new generation, right? So if you're not understanding this new X and Y generation, you're missing the boat on that as well. So make sure that we're staying on top of that stuff. The stuff is important. You know, there's different things. We cannot go back to opening up hotels or going back to work and doing the same old things, because guess what? People are going to want more technology, more automation. So if you're not doing it, they're going to go somewhere that is. You may get them that one time, but you're not going to get them long term. And the goal is to have guests long term, because it's a lot harder. Once people leave a hotel, it's a lot harder to get them back. Did you hear that one? It's a lot harder to get them back. Once they leave the hotel, it's a lot harder to get them back. And as a former sales director, don't I know that? So let's see. What else do I have here? Did I have anything else? I don't have to go through all that. But yeah, so I just wanted to mention those things, because I think those things are important. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much today, but you know, the stuff is important for us moving forward. The hospitality industry will rebound. It won't rebound as fast as we want it to, but it will rebound. Will we still be around when it rebounds? That rhyme. Will we still be around when it rebounds? You know, well, that's up to us. Do we want to be around or not? Or, you know, and no one would blame anyone for jumping ship and going somewhere else, because we've all thought about it, right? So, but just make sure if you're in a person of, you know, control or power within a hotel where your voice matters, you know, you need to, if you're not doing these things, you need to start thinking about these things. Technology, personalization for your guests. You have to utilize the information that you have. All the data that we've been collecting forever, what do we do with it? Do we really use that data? I can tell you right now, most hotels don't. They get the information, and what do they do with it? Nothing. They just sit on it. So maybe at the corporate level, you know, if you're a part of a bigger hotel chain, they may do it, and they may, you know, it may disseminate to the properties below or whatever. But consistently, most hotel companies don't do it. They don't use the data that they have to make things easier for them to get more revenue. Because at the end of the day, it's all about that. And if I was an owner, I would be all over, what do we do with this data? So owners, management companies, what do we do with this data? We get all this information. We spend all this money on these new systems, this new front desk system. Why are we getting a new front desk system? Because it tracks the guests. We get more information about the guests. well, what do we do with that information once we get, you know, once we have this in place? What do we do? I don't know. Ask the director of sales marketing, go to him or her. Well, we're doing an email blast. Okay, well, that's fine. But what else are we doing? What else are we doing? How else are we tracking people? Are we personalizing things for people? That's what people want, especially when, guess, check this out. Check this out. The first thing that's rebounding are leisure travelers. It's not group. It's leisure travelers, okay? So what are we doing for those people? They can be families or whatever. We need to get information about that and make sure we're, when they check in, however they check in, if it's come to the desk or if it's, you know, through the phone, whatever, we need to see what they like. We need to do things. We need to wow people. And you can do that, but you have to want to do it. You have the information, okay? You already have the information. We pay for lists. We pay for all that stuff. Well, some people, we don't have to pay for lists because we have all that data. And I know I'm beating this up, but obviously you can see that I'm serious about this. I'm kind of passionate about it or whatever. But we have to look at those things, and we're not looking at it. It's all about creating the experience for the guests, right? It's all about creating an experience that someone, that they can't get from somewhere else, meaning competition. So I sent out a post last week, whatever, and said, find out what your competition is doing and do something else or do something better. Okay, that's what we have to do. So we have to see what they're doing, or you don't have to see what they're doing. You be the leader. Be the market leader and just say, I can care less what they're doing. I'm going to be a market disruptor. I'm going to disrupt the status quo and do what I want to do. So it's up to them to find out what we're doing and do something else. That would be even better, right? So anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I appreciate you joining in and listening to me. If you have any questions at all, please feel free. Russell@russellofhotels.com. I'm always accessible. You can go to my website, russellofhotels.com, and my phone number is there. If you have questions, you can get me anywhere. So people say, well, I can't get a hold of you. Where have you been? I'm everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, two pages. Okay. So LinkedIn. So if you can't find me, that means you didn't try to find me. You don't want to find me. So anyway, so you guys take care. Have a great week. Remember, today's Taco Tuesday. So go out and have something. Go out and have tacos. If you have to eat meat, go ahead and eat meat. But if not, why don't you try some plant-based, okay? I'm going to do something different today, and I'll let you know next week. So you guys take care. Peace. And we'll see you next week for show number 93.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at Russ with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.